Well. Welcome back.
Hey, here we are.
To another episode of Ramping Up with Fiona Colley.
And Matt Taylor.
Hell yeah. And before we get into this week's episode.
What?
We're going to let y'all know where we're going to be.
Where are you going to be?
September 3rd, I'm in Greenville, South Carolina. September 4th, I am in Greensboro, North Carolina. September 7th, I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. September 16th, we're moving on over to Boston, Massachusetts.
Boy, mate.
Okay.
I don't know.
September 18th.
No.
I'm an idiot.
September 17th,
y'all, I'm in East Providence, Rhode Island.
Hell yeah.
Get your tickets for that. Mm-hmm. I have never been there. I don't even know where it is, if I'm being a public school education. September 18th, I'll be in Belmore, New York.
Uh-huh.
All right, come see me. And that's all for September.
No, that's not.
Oh,
you got some
my
dates right there. Go on, talking about September 26th.
September 26th. I'm in Knoxville, Tennessee. Two shows in Knoxville, Tennessee. Don't miss it. And that truly is all for September.
That's awesome.
But I got a bunch more dates for November, December, all that stuff.
Where?
On my freaking website,
FionaColley.com.
Oh. Or if you're on Instagram like a normal person, you can find my tickets and my tour dates at my link in bio, which
you're
is
damn right.
punchup.live. Slash fan.
That's a lot.
Something.
Just look at the link, you goofs.
Aiden, cut that out. All right, Matt.
If you're wondering where I'm going to be, shit, I'm out with Rodney Carrington for pretty much the remainder of the year. And then I've got some dates with Fiona in December. I'm coming out to some of those shows. RodneyCarrington.com is where you can find all his tickets. FionaColley.com where you can find all of her tickets. And just follow me on social media. You know, show me some love for the love of God. Matt Taylor Comedy at Fiona Colley on all of hers. And also, don't forget to follow the Patreon if you really love us. That's patreon.com/rampinguppod. That's RampinUppod. And we've got the new thing that we just added. A mother friggin'
number.
All right. Sandwiches.
615-547-8824.
615-547-8824. Leave us a voicemail and we'll talk about you on the pod.
And we'll play it on the pod.
Oh, shit. You're doing me. Damn.
It hurts a little bit.
But yeah, man, just do all that stuff, and let's kick this episode off.
Yeah, I love it. All right, let's get into it. Okay, I'd really want to start this.
I mean, it's been a heck of a... What in the hell? We did get that place. Did we talk about that?
I don't think we did. Me and Matt are freaking moving, y'all.
That's right. We bought a place.
I didn't know it was official. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
See, I was like, I can't remember what we talked about last week. Because I watched the episodes in bits. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, we put an offer down on a home together, and we freaking got it. So we move in about a month. Very excited. It is crazy accessible, and I'll be able to finally delete Uber Eats, which is my biggest financial problem.
Oh, God. How much do you want to guess? How much do you think she spends on Uber Eats in 1 month?
I was gonna ask why would you delete what is the reason for deleting? Are you going to be closer?
I can roll.
You'll
anywhere.
Be closer. Oh, okay. Sick. Yeah.
Right.
Sick.
We're so, like isolated. Yeah. Here. So,
all right, I'm going to throw out a number.
Okay.
600.
Fucking rookie.
I thought that was high, to be honest.
That's for babies.
Whoa. What are we talking?
Keep in mind, I can't cook, and he can't cook.
Yeah, I can't cook.
You want to do one
say?
More?
I'd say, you give you one more guess.
All right, feeling crazy. 1,000. Oh, my God.
I'd say she probably spends about. I'd say she probably spends about $1,500.
No, yeah.
No, but this new place is fantastic because it's literally walking distance to Zany's, and it's like Publix is like right down the road, like walking distance as well. Like it's perfect.
Perfect. There's nail hair places coffee. Around coffee restaurants.
Oh.
I'm so excited, and it's finally, like, even here, I've done everything I can to make it as accessible as it can be, but I still can't really, like, leave and close the door easily by myself or get inside easily by myself, but this place,
That's huge.
Yeah, it's, like, a really big deal for me.
Like direct access into the condo straight up, and like no, like even like opening doors and stuff and having to do codes, it's all very, very hard from a wheelchair. But this, you go right into the elevator from the parking garage, goes up, and you're in your
opens to her apartment door.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
We've talked about sort of around this topic, but I lived in that part of town for a few years. What's great is it's so central. Like it's
well, it's nice to like
feels like you're close.
She
to
has
everything.
Her freedom back.
It really
you know?
Does.
This house has been great.
I freaking have never had. Yeah. So I'm gonna freak out. Like I'm 29 years old. And not once in my life have I lived somewhere that made my life make sense.
Yeah.
Like, even I lived alone in an apartment in Chattanooga. And, like, the parking area was down a hill. I had to, like, climb up it to get to my door. Like, I've never lived anywhere that made sense.
Know my steps.
Pretty good, Matt.
All ramps.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
I'm very excited.
Yeah. Hello. Thank you for actively watching the podcast. You're probably wondering what the heck is going on right now. We just want to let you know this could be your ed space.
Oh, yeah. All of this?
Really beautiful. All of it.
Oh, my gosh.
You get both of us riffing and reading, baby.
That's right. What's your business? We'll get it out there.
We'll make it ours.
What's your business? We won't mind ours.
And yeah, just email.
Email the Rampin' Up Pod. That's rampinuppod@gmail.com. Rampinuppod@gmail.com.
And we will take your money for a little bit of ad space.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And back to the show episode. Do we want to do the voicemail?
We can, but first we have to introduce somebody new to the gang. Everybody, say hello to the newest Fugler family member, Zulu.
Zulu! This is Aiden.
Yes, Aiden is baby Zulu.
Oh, shit, okay. I'm sorry.
Don't sit down and throw Aiden on the floor. Jeez. Oh. Aiden, are you okay? Aiden.
What kind of witchcraft is this?
Zulu. Look at that. They're in love.
Oh, you're a girl.
Pink is sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that, huh?
And that was from one of our,
one of our Patreon.
Like, the Patreon guy.
I don't know if we can say his last name, but we'll say Tim.
Shout out, Tim. Thank you.
Shout out, Tim. Appreciate you, Tim.
Yeah, friend of the pod.
And speaking of a friend of the pod, we can go ahead and play this voicemail. This is exciting. We got a number at 615. I got it. 615-547-8824.
Nailed it.
Bang.
Oh, I
call that place. 615-547-8824. But let's listen to this voicemail. I have not played it yet. I'm excited to hear it. And how do you do it right here? Oh.
All right, it's coming, I swear.
Oh, did it disconnect? All right, stop. Nobody.
Aiden,
everybody, hang on.
Put this out, Aiden.
How? I thought I was connected.
Damn
what
it,
the freaking
Matt,
heck,
you're
dude?
Embarrassing as I'm running Aiden.
I mean, I did not, like, I didn't proof this thing at all. How do you, oh, it's, now it's connected
okay,
to Bluetooth.
There we go.
You son of a gun. What the heck? It says it's connected to the Bluetooth.
Disconnect from the Bluetooth and just play from your phone.
Okay, now it's just getting louder.
Guys, it's a real one here.
All right, hold on, sorry.
What's up, guys? It's a real one here, Tim Ackerman. And I've got a question. As you know, I've been a pretty regular viewer since the beginning. And, you know, you have a lot of recurring themes and whatnot on episodes. But there's been one constant every episode that I've seen. It never fails that Fiona has got that hot dog on her lap. I need to know what the story is behind this plushie. Is it an emotional support plushie? You know, what do we got going on here? I look forward to your answer. I love you guys. And, hope this phone line works out. Can't wait to see what some of the questions you guys get. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, yeah.
I love
Tim's
Tim.
The best, dude.
He's a freaking man.
That's so funny.
It was
I
cool
just hope everybody
hear
can hear
his voice. Now I'm like,
I'm
I
like trying
feel
to
like
picture
we know him.
What Timmy looks like.
Yeah.
God. Oh, man. So,
was that
yeah.
you trying to picture him, or is that what you think
yeah,
he
that's
looks
me
like?
Summoning.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't think. No, I don't. What the fuck, dude? You think he's ever like, "Hey guys, what's up?" No, I know that's not you, Tim. Sorry.
Good.
What's
question,
up with the plushie
Tim.
Support hot dog?
It is not that deep, unfortunately. Here's like a fun thing girls do when we sit. When we sit, we like to put pillows, a purse, whatever in our lap because I feel fat.
Oh.
So it's just a cover.
Security. Yeah, I got all sorts
I mean,
of confidence.
That's what I look like without it, and it feels weird. So, yeah, it's emotional support. That's fair.
That's emotional nice. This is good. It's like a hoodie.
Yeah.
It's just like a, like, I love wearing hoodies because I don't feel exposed.
All women do it, though. Like, if you watch Love Island, some of them will, when they sit, they'll put a pillow in front of them.
They do.
It's because you're.
I just thought
insecure.
They were all autistic. But now I know. Sometimes it's not autism, it's just insecurity.
And I love hot dogs.
That is true. That is very true. We had hot dogs at the wedding shower yesterday.
We had a wedding shower last night.
Yeah, and I made everybody think we're pregnant.
Yes, he freaking did.
How'd you do that?
How'd you do that?
I was like, I was giving the speech or whatever. I was like, I just want to thank everybody for, did not plan anything, just kind of riffed. And I was like, you know, I just want to thank everybody for coming out. You know, it's so good to have all you guys here. And for those of you that I don't know, you know, I can't wait to get to know you guys. And, you know, it's just so nice to have, you know, everybody together and this family
that
growing.
We're growing.
This family is growing. And, like, you see everybody be like,
immediately.
What do you mean growing? I'm like, because where there was one, now there's two. And then I was like, they're like, what is he saying? I'm like, we're not pregnant. I just want to say that.
You said when there's one, now
there's
two.
Two, and I don't know. It was a bad speech.
He was being weird.
I choked.
And then he tried to pass the ball off to me, and I also was not ready.
Yeah.
And I was kind of yelled at people for not eating enough hot dogs.
Yeah, it was. Somebody got it on video. I saw a camera. I'm like, oh, shit. This is just like, I was like, oh, this is live, ain't it? I was like, oh, ever since I was, it's alive, ain't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I bombed the wedding shower speech.
He did.
It just got weird quick.
That could be a like good sketch, though.
Yeah, just bad speeches.
And then just tossing it to the wife to be.
I did. I was like, and Fiona, take it away.
I was like, brother, what?
Yeah, I didn't. I don't do good at speeches. So we'll see how it goes on the wedding.
Speaking of speeches.
Man, these are just like tying right into everything. That's a hell of a segue.
I just filmed my TEDx talk on Thursday.
That's wild.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was funny because when we were there before it happened, one of the like the head of security at the venue, he was a big Kill Tony fan. He was like, oh my goodness, are you doing stand-up? And I was like, no.
Nope, I'm being, as the young bloods like to say, dead ass.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, should I have waited longer than 7 minutes? Oh, we're good. Okay.
Okay.
We also just learned that we may have been bogged down this pod by using offensive, profane language within the first 7 minutes of every episode. I mean, did we curse during the dates right off the top?
No.
Nice. Very cool. Very mature.
Back, like, beep, beep, beep.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll be at mother...
No, but the TED Talk was so cool. I was, like, very stressed about it because I had written it maybe a month prior. And then my plan was to, like, spend all this time memorizing it. And then I got MSG and blah, blah, blah. And I just got really, really busy. So I gave myself 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, I mean,
to memorize
that.
It, and I did.
Yeah. She did it so well. Like, when she was up there doing her speech, like, I was up on the balcony just, like, mouthing what she was supposed to be saying. Because that's how many times we had just ran through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew all her. She hit it. She hit the mark. She got, like, her first, when you, like, drop a bar. Very different from, like, you know, when people laugh, but, like, when you drop, like, knowledge on something. And, like, everybody was just, like, applauding.
They gave me an applause break for, like, wisdom, I said.
Very
and
cool.
I was like, what?
Ready to talk over it?
You're like, you caught off guard?
I was.
Oh, you tried to talk over it?
No. I sat in it because at least I, like, I sat in it. That's funny. at least, like, comedy has taught me, like, let them react and feel how they're going to, and then you can keep going. But it was really odd because, like, I don't know. As a comedian, we're looking for one specific reaction out of people all the time, and it's laughter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's okay that they're not laughing or doing, they're listening. But I definitely added some jokes into the speech, and I got laughter where I was trying to be funny, and it was really good.
What was the bar that you gave him? Do you remember it?
Yeah, I do.
Look in the camera. Give him that bear.
Why are you nervous?
Be serious. Okay.
Okay. Ah, okay.
That was it.
I said, when you do not value yourself, you will attract people who also do not value you. Slay. And
that's
all these
one.
Ladies.
They go, yes, queen, y'all. Y'all. That was me. I was doing that in the bar.
There was another bar I said that is definitely my favorite. Can I actually do that one?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Recenter yourself.
Sympathy didn't save me, and pity didn't rebuild me. Good jerks did. You'll understand what that means when the talk comes on.
Yeah, the TED Talk is called Good Jerks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a phenomenal speech. I mean, really found, like, I think a whole new avenue to your career. It's just motivational speaking.
Yeah.
Inspo porn.
What? No.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a huge platform, so I'm glad it went well.
Yeah, me too. I'm definitely, I like to have felt to like be able to do both. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was a very cool side to
see.
There
were a lot of people there that were fans of my comedy, and they were like, what? And so it was cool. They were like, it was awesome to like see you in a new space, like being so vulnerable, like your comedy feels vulnerable, but this was different. Like, that was really cool for me.
Yeah. That was really awesome.
I loved it.
Your mom was there. She was recording everything like it was kindergarten graduation.
Yeah, and my mom's back there. I'm not up there, but she's like talking shit. She's like, nobody's as good as my daughter.
Yeah. Like, well, they're all in their own right, very good and giving very moving stories. She goes, nah, they were okay. My daughter crushed, though. That was very funny. She would definitely be like, I can imagine, why is my daughter not the lead singer of this play?
Yeah.
What do you mean she's a tree?
She didn't care back then.
Well, now she
does. I truly did audition for plays. Either couldn't get a part, and the one time they gave me a part, I was a tree. And I fell, and they kicked me out of the play because I couldn't stay still.
Because you were a method actor.
Yeah.
Trees fall.
I yelled and timber.
The thing is, if a tree falls in the wood and everybody sees it, they hear it.
What?
Profound.
Yeah, thank you.
Send your yourself.
No, the saying, if a tree falls in the wood, nobody hears it. Does it make a sound? I was like, I don't know, but if a tree falls in the woods and everybody sees it, it definitely makes a sound. And that sound is, ah! Nope. It feels like the speech
I gave. A question about it. Is that, was it like multiple cameras? Were they like real big?
Yeah, it was like huge production.
Oh, yeah, it was so cool, nuts. Yeah. It was at a bar called Category 10, which used to be Wild Horse Saloon. It's now it's Luke Combs' bar on 2nd Avenue.
But it's huge. We'll put a photo of like the stage.
Yeah. For sure. That was pretty cool though. Very nice.
Yeah. We've done a lot this week.
Yeah, and today we're recording on the day that Kill Tony is out on Netflix.
Yeah, your girl's on Netflix, dun, y'all. Dun. We did it. We're doing it.
Yeah.
Doing the damn thing.
Yeah.
That's such a crazy thing to see you and your name and everything on Netflix. It's got to feel so surreal. This pillow's changing me. I'm a very confident lady now.
It is the pillow.
Yeah.
I know.
And my gut's not hanging out. I'll say some shit.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I'm going to talk that shit.
I'll talk
Why do you
shit.
Think I always keep my purse in front of my stomach when I'm in my wheelchair?
So nobody steals it from you?
No.
No. Oh.
It's hard to look skinny when you're sitting down.
Yeah.
I'll say it. I'm brave.
That's so brave of you to
Thank
say.
Thank you. Can we do a little now. Smelling salts?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tim said something about that, too. He's like, we didn't do smelling salts in the last episode. Because God forbid we try and better our lives.
I think we did them off
camera. Yeah, now we're just doing it when nobody's watching. That's when you know it's a problem.
Should we get a new batch, didn't you say?
Yeah, yes. These are getting a little weak. Because what?
Oh my God, smelling salts.
Either they're getting
this
weak.
This could
or
be your freaking ad space.
Burnt. Hey.
Smelling salts.
Do not say the name. Do not.
Do not.
Don't say the name.
No free ads, dude.
No free ads, but this no, could be you.
That was the advice somebody gave. They're like, if you want something, you got to say what you love.
Yeah, we saw Santino say that on an episode.
Go for it.
So, you know what? Whenever I'm feeling real tired.
No, man.
I mean, just.
Wait, let me do it. No good.
Oh, okay. Well, we're not getting this company, that's for sure. Whenever I'm feeling real tired, real down and out, and I need a pick me up,
wait, I use a better one.
Take it away. Like, did you just Netflix my ass?
Hey, let mommy do.
This is a weird ad. Let mommy do it. Or do you want to go? Yeah, hey. you want to hijack the ad read? Go for it.
Listen, as most of you know, I can't walk.
What?
But with smelling salts, my brain can run. And that's a feeling I wouldn't trade for the world. So do yourself a favor and get some, what's it called? Fit Fusion.
Labs.
Great
ad read.
The My Brain Could Run was.
Yeah. Thank you. It was. Yeah, we need new ones.
Okay, well, thank you, Fit Fusion Labs. Whenever I'm feeling real tired, real down and out, I reach for one thing on my nightstand. Some would think cocaine. It is not. What I reach for is Fit Fusion Labs smelling salts. Because when I need that pick me up, they lift me straight into the air and throw me into the day with confidence to take on the world. Sometimes they even make Fiona do cartwheels. Hit that. Sometimes they make her clap. Sometimes we make Aiden do them, even though he's refused and he's been clean from them for years now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had him too long.
I remember when we first tried them, you were like, they would just kick your head back.
If you really go for a deep inhale,
it'll
start to burn.
So, what other, we just do ad reads for things here. You know, most people need emotional support animals, not us. We prefer emotional support fugglers. This here is Budgie Fuggler.
Mm.
And for 10 cents a day,
you
can keep his human teeth in his head and his underwear on his paint, his bottom half. Now do your Fuggler ad read.
What's her name?
Zulu. Z-U, like Lulu, but with a Z.
Zulu.
Zulu.
Are you lonely?
Yes.
Do you wish you had someone that was cute, but in an ugly way? Some might say in a fucking ugly way.
Well, why don't we not say that and combine those words together?
I like that, Matt. This is Fuggler, Zulu Fuggler, one of many, the best of none.
Come here. You don't deserve that. Now,
you think I love stuffed animals.
Let us know how that made you feel.
I feel like I'm not valued. When you say I'm the best of none, but I do appreciate the cute and fugly kind of way.
Kind of like a pug. If a pug Pugler. Were... That was good.
That's bump on it. Sold him. We just look at everything around. You know, sometimes I wake up and I'm like, I wish I had a stronger grip on my life.
No. Then I think maybe try the other hand standing up.
Maybe left hand standing up is stronger. That was pretty good, I think. What else do we have here?
Our point is...
You know, I really like writing down my thoughts and editing video.
No, we're done. We're done.
I couldn't do any of it without MacBook Air. Any Apple product, to be honest. Boy, they sure do help get me through my day. MacBook Air for people with money.
Very good.
Thank you. I thought that was pretty nice. I thought that was fun.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, get your ads read on here. We'll make them fun.
Yeah, this whole time we're just begging for ads. We'll put Lulu up for adoption on the podcast.
No. Lulu.
Look at that. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much what we've been doing. Comedy. Oh. After TEDx, you had a show that night.
Was very cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, I got a DM from an organization called Our Place, Nashville. And it's a really cool organization. They house adults with intellectual disabilities. And they were involved in this thing called Jokeability that happened at Zany's. And it was a bunch of people that were part of their program had taken an 8-week comedy class. And then they had a show. And it was the most, like, wholesome, genuinely funny. Like, it made me hate normal comedy shows. Like, I was like, you don't get the range of just, like, chaotic funny that they had to offer. And I popped in and did a set with them, and it was just freaking awesome.
It was great. It's a real feel-good show. It's how I describe it.
I want to quote old buddy's joke, but I don't... It's not stealing.
No, go for it.
There was
they would be pumped to see this.
I mean, my favorite one, it was just the knock-knock joke.
Oh, yes.
That was great.
Was that Jake?
I believe it was Tristan, but it's been a minute since I've seen
that. No, you're right. You're right, Tristan.
Yeah.
And it goes a little something like this. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Owls.
Owls, too.
Yes, they do. Peace out.
And he runs
just
off
quick
stage.
And he just runs right off stage.
Oh, my God.
The mic drop, man.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about it before the show. I think you were saying you got the same talk about cannons before the show from the legend.
Yes. Oh my God. There was one guy who was just like so knowledgeable about the Civil War and cannons.
That was the one that got me.
Yeah.
He was like, how do you feel about the North Wind? He's like, not happy about it. I was like, oh, hell yeah, dude.
He was so funny. I mean, yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
And honestly,
nobody had the bearded dragon.
I'm starting in January. I'm having a monthly show at the lab at Zany's.
Awesome.
Woo. And I'm going to have some of the guys on do like a 3-minute spot together.
Honestly, a perfect 3-minute spot. Remember the guy who hit every single country? To the
final.
Oh my
Liam,
God.
That was hype.
Liam and DJ or JD?
JD, I think.
Yeah, the two of them want to come on.
Like,
together.
He just came alive.
Yeah.
You know? And he named every single country in a song.
No.
It's kind of like the way more advanced version of like that Alabama, Alaska, Arizona. But he did it to like a song that already is like a cover.
It was Animaniacs.
Yeah. He did that and named every single country. That blew my mind.
That was so great. And then after the show, sweet fiance.
Oh, God, yeah.
Dude.
Hey, guys, look. Let's do an ad read for Hyundai.
No.
Your Matt key fobs are real small and real losable.
Matt and I had Ubered there from the TED Talk, like straight there. And after the show, he was like, hey, I'm going to Uber home and drive here so we have like a car.
No, that wasn't why. It's because I'm a sweet, sweet man. That is sweet.
But
Lulu had been in the house all day.
Really
locked
important.
In the house. And I was like, hey, I'm going to go home, let Lulu out, feed her. And I'll just go ahead and grab the car and then come back.
Important and information.
For some reason, yes, because sweet Lulu deserves
trying to freedom. Save faith.
That's why I did it.
So he comes over to me and he's like, should I get your car or my car? I was like, you didn't get my car. And then he was like, wait, he had taken the keys out of my purse. And then he goes, well, I'm parked behind you. I'll just bring mine. And I was like, okay. But he didn't put the keys back in my purse. He took them.
And herein lies the problem. I get in the Uber. I'm like holding her jacket and her keys, key, fob. And like I set the jacket and that down. And then when I get out of the Uber, I just grab the jacket. So I guess the key is like still in the car. But then I call the guy. I'm like, hey, I left the key fob in your car. He's like, I looked everywhere. I can't find it. I'm like.
Fell on the way out. Maybe.
I looked though. And it wasn't anywhere on the street, anywhere in the grass. Like, I looked for a long time. I'm like, it's got to be in that car. But I don't want to bother the guy. But hey, would you mind checking again?
Why wouldn't...
But I know it's in there. I did bother him a lot. I was like, he's like, I don't see it anywhere. I'm like, all right, well, I'm just saying it's a very small black key fob. So if you happen to see it when you're looking, you got my number, hit me up. I haven't heard from him. But luckily, we had a spare. Lucky me, we had a spare. And she was very, very nice about it because, I don't know, I get stressed out pretty easy. And she was like, it's fine. Everything's fine. The world will continue to spin. And I continue to spin out of control. That's how a beautiful day ended.
So then we met at Lost Patty to have a drink with all of them after the show, and that was very cool. And as I rolled into the bar, the band playing in the bar stopped singing, and the singer goes, oh my God, is that Fiona Golly? And I was like, oh, that's crazy.
That's very cool.
Yeah, and they were all like, ah! And so when they took a break, they came and said hi to me, and... They let a couple of the guys that run the Jokeability show go up and do some time. And they were like, will you do? And so I did like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
In this bar. I bombed. I didn't bomb. Shut the fuck up.
It's okay. I mean...
I wasn't
it's going to be very hard to kill in a Irish pub in between bands, but...
It was a really bad joke going to make right now, but I'm not going to...
What? No, say it.
No, it's too late. You got to say it. No.
Yeah, you can't say it. I could...
I wouldn't mean it, so I wanted to...
Well, then say it.
No.
Say it.
No.
You can't say I could say something and then not say it.
Watch me.
One of us is on Netflix. One of us is not. Is that close? I'm guessing it was a jab at me for agreeing that you bombed.
No, it was really bad and not about either of us.
And what?
It was about
Zulu? It was about Zulu. Really dark.
On what I think you were going to say? About Zulu? It's not about Zulu.
Me?
No. See, now you're making it. Everybody think it's about them. It's about me, right?
Yeah, we're all in our head. We're
like... Is it a 9/11 joke? Bomb? That's dark.
Oh my God, the fact that y'all aren't even getting there tells me what a bad person
I
am.
Oh, please. Say it, because I think we have to cap the episode anyway.
We can't keep it in there. Just put a box over my mouth.
Oh, yeah, so we've got about enough time for you to say it. I think that's pretty much it. We went to my buddy's house. He had his birthday party And boy, when Jimmy parties, he likes to put together a hell of a shindig. He had like a, he brought like a trailer into his backyard and had people just like doing live music in his backyard.
It was very cool.
It was very cool. And then we left when they were playing beer pong. We left at like 11 and they were gone.
We left at 10:30.
Oh, I thought we left at 11.
No, I looked at the clock.
We left at 10:30 and they were gonzo.
Do you guys play any beer pong?
Yeah. I played flip cup.
I sucked.
I drank and he flipped.
And I sucked at flipping.
And I was bad at drinking.
Yeah, I'm not really into drinking games. I'm kind of more of a grown adult, you know. So
I don't need games to have a problem.
Yeah, okay. I'm not trying to make this problem fun.
That's all I'm saying.
Dude, they stayed up till 3 a.m.
I know. You were like, nah, they're done.
They got an hour tops. And that was at like 10:30. I'm like, they'll be done.
All our kids were at sleepovers. Like, that was their fucking, like, they were ready to let go.
The hell no, we won't go.
Yeah.
Man. And then they still showed up to the wedding shower the next day.
Jimmy
was like,
shit.
I don't know how long I'm going to be
they
here.
They all were like,
so hungover. Oh, man. Gotta love my friends.
Abby was like, how do you feel today? I'm like, I'm fine. And she was like,
pretty good.
And I'm like, we left at 10:30.
She goes, what? I didn't remember y'all leaving. And that was 10:30.
We Irish goodbye. When someone in a wheelchair can Irish goodbye, y'all are fucked up. I'm beeping and everything. Like.
Beeping on the way out. That's
damn,
funny.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. That's a.
Now, yeah, we didn't even know you guys left.
Like Matt had to like disassemble my wheelchair right in front of them. They didn't even notice.
Like, man, you guys really skated without leaving or say anything, didn't you? No, I had to disassemble her whole chair before we left. That was fun, though. And then here we are today, a beautiful Monday day.
A beautiful Monday. Are you going to sing?
Me?
Yeah.
What do you want me to sing?
Yes, yeah, sweetie.
Give me something to sing.
Hey, can I?
Taking requests.
I have a question. Aiden, do you think it's really fucking stupid? Maybe bleep this out, what I say.
Jesus.
I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe. Is it a secret? I picked my song. I'm going to roll down the aisle.
Yeah. We picked our procession, rollout song, and recession. what's the word? Yeah, that wedding's in a recession. What is it? It's precession. Post-session?
Wait, this would be good Patreon content. Let's wait.
Yeah. Well, if you're over at the Patreon, we might even over in the Patreon give a little insight on who our next guest is.
Oh, yeah,
and we are
buddy.
Super friggin' excited about that.
Heck yeah. So honestly, oh my God, we got a lot for the Patreon today.
Yeah, we really do.
But also, please don't forget your ad could go right.
Yeah. And also, if you're wondering, God, how could I get my business out there? Well, boy, do we have the place for you right here, Ramping Up. Reach out to us at rampinguppod@gmail.com.
Is it time to go to the Patreon? I want to tell all our secrets.
Yeah, we got some stuff. Boom. Yep. Good enough for me. How about that? Didn't see. I got nothing. She asked me to sing, then I sing, and she's texting.
I need at least 2 bars.
No.
Ever since I was. Play it out. What does that mean? Play it. We'll play it out. Give me a song. I'll crack it before we go.
Okay. Do you know any Frank Sinatra? That's what I requested last time.
Yeah, for sure. Would you know my name if I saw you in heaven? Oh, no, that's Eric Clapton. Who'd you say?
Frank Sinatra.
I don't know that guy.
New York. New York.
Never heard of him. But I did randomly go visit his gravesite. But I've never heard of this guy. Fly me to the moon.
Yeah.
There we go. That's all you get, Aiden. Little, you don't get bars, you get snippets.
Thank you.
One day I will sing on the pod and I'll sing for real because that wasn't even 10% of my power.
Yeah, you're being worried about it and now no one believes you.
Well, now the time's going to come and they're going to be like, that's it.
Yeah, I know you're building it up.
I know. So I can practice.
That's on you, brother.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to know something funny about me? So, we've covered I can't sing at all. But something I did in 7th and 8th grade, I took voice lessons. Strictly so I could sing in the car without embarrassing myself. It didn't work.
The lessons didn't take.
We do opera.
Well, let her rip, Tater Chip.
Okay, I'm trying to remember. I'm doing that.
Release your inhibitions.
Feel
the rain on your skin.
No one.
Yeah, we're going to save that for the Patreon.
Tuppence a mug. Tuppence. What the fuck?
I like a new game we can play.
All right.
We let Fiona sing and we have to guess what song she's singing.
Thank you so much for listening. Sorry about this, idiot. We'll see you over at the Patreon.
That's right, over at patreon.com/rampinguppod, RAMPINUPPOD. I had to create a phonetic way to remember it, and I think it's taken.
Because he's right
there. Okay, well, there. We just got demonetized right at the end. Love you guys. Bye. We're ramping up.